It's unfortunate that I cannot be there in person, but hopefully this video will highlight the importance of collaboration and cooperation between my mandate as the special rapporteur on the right to development and the expert mechanism. We have tried to conduct in-person as well as virtual meetings. Sometimes the in-person meetings have been difficult because of the liquidity crisis, and I think this particular instance is a good example of it, that I could not be there in person. Yet, we have tried to make use of the most opportunities that are possible. For instance, when I was there in Geneva in September for my report presentation in the Human Rights Council, I had a meeting with the chair of the expert mechanism, and we talked about a variety of collaboration opportunities. We have also done virtual meetings before. For instance, in the last week of April this year, I had a virtual conversation with all members of the expert mechanism when they were about to have the session in New York. Through these meetings, we try to build synergies, and we also try to ensure that there is no duplication between our work. And I would like to provide two concrete examples of thematic issues on which we have tried to collaborate, build synergies, and avoid any duplication. One is in relation to climate change. As delegates may recall, my report that I will present to the third committee later this month is on climate justice, loss, and damage. At the same time, the expert mechanism is also drafting thematic studies around climate change, whether this is about climate finance or issues about climate justice as well. And through this collaboration, we have ensured that the focus of these reports or thematic studies are different. At the same time, we also have agreed that perhaps once the expert mechanism is able to conclude their thematic studies, we will perhaps issue a joint brief. And through this joint brief, we can bring all the lessons from different reports and thematic studies together and provide cohesive recommendations for all the stakeholders. And I very much hope that the expert mechanism, as well as other stakeholders, will find my climate justice report useful because I propose a climate justice framework comprising four pillars and 12 overarching principles. The second example that I would like to give of collaboration is the financing for development. As delegates would recall, that the fourth international conference on financing for development is going to take place in the last week of June onwards next year in Spain. And this conference, as well as this theme, financing for development, is again crucial both for my mandate as well as of the work of the expert mechanism. And again, in consultation with the expert mechanism chair, we agreed on a number of key takeaways that we can do together. First of all, we agreed to develop a joint policy brief that could inform the discussion about financing for development, because this remains a key challenge. It is also highlighted in the Pact for the Future discussion. So hopefully that policy brief will be very useful going forward. We also agreed that we will issue a joint press release next year at a suitable point of time, where we can highlight the key recommendations that should be taken on board in relation to the Financing for Development conference. We also agreed that perhaps it may be a good idea for the expert mechanism as well as my mandate to convene a virtual event under the banner of Development Dialogues. I launched this series, Development Dialogues, early this year, and we have run a number of virtual events. Some more events will take place in person in Geneva as well in late November. More information about these events will be provided to all stakeholders through the website, through social media. But these are concrete steps that we are taking together to build collaboration and complementarity between the expert mechanism and my mandate as the special rapporteur on the right to development. I very much hope and wish that the expert mechanism has a productive session in Geneva, and I look forward to engaging with them, hopefully in person in the near future. Thank you very much.